20 minutes past 7 Central African time. You are tuning to Radio Islam International. This morning we focus on the life of Arif Billah, Hazrat Mulana Muhammad Shah Hakim Akhtar Saab Damal, Rahimahumullah. Yes, yesterday afternoon we got the sad news that Hazrat had passed on. And we joined on the line this morning by Mufti Siraj Saab, Damat Barakatuh, from Madrasa Darul Uloom, Abu Bakr in the Eastern Cape. Welcome, Mufti Saab, to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mufti Saab, did Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh have the opportunity of visiting the Eastern Cape, Port Elizabeth?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Yes, I can't recall the exact dates, but I clearly remember that Hazrat Hakim Saad Rahmatullah Alayhi did come to Port Elizabeth. He made one trip here, and we had majlis here. He gave a bayan, and I think he spent about 2 days in Port Elizabeth. And this it should be way back in the 1990s.
Sure. Yes, I can recall also myself as a young boy having attended those majlis. Now, yesterday afternoon, Mufti Saab, you made a post in one of the ulama chat groups, and you said that a unique feature of Hazrat Wala's life was the mastery in capturing the crux of tasawwuf in his poetry and also the Quran and the Sunnah in a really ajeeb and unique manner. Mufti Saab, would you like to elaborate on that?
Yes, this is something that I really marvel at, and whenever I hear or I read the kalam and the ash'ar, the poems of Hazrat Hakim Saab Rahmatullah Alayhi, and you can see there is a lot of ma'rifat, you can see the tasawuf, and this is not something easy. You'll notice it in, for example, Hazrat Imam Shafi'i Rahimahullah, when you read his diwan or his compilation, his anthology of poems. And you see in the kalam of these people where they are able to capture the essence of the Quran and Sunnah, the essence of the Islah and Tazkiyah to Nafs and the Tazkiyah of the Akhlaq. So the same you'll find in Hazrat Hakim Saab's works and the poems that he wrote, that, you know, in a very simple way, in a very easy way, it seems to us, to the listener, it seems so easy and so attractive and so easy to grasp. But obviously, that is something that not anyone can do. It's something that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's an inspiration. It's the type of ilham that Allah puts in the hearts of people, especially these awliya Allah, that they could express these teachings in such a lucid and elaborate way, and making people understand, and at the same time making it easy for people to embrace these teachings. So yes, this is one of the unique features that I actually haven't seen in any of the awliya Allah in my short time that I had with them, what I've seen in the works of Hazrat Hakim Saab Rahmatullah Alayh.
Mufti Saab, any lessons that we can draw from the life?
Well, one of the unique things, or one of the rather, let's say, quite serious issues that come about when these awliya Allah leave the world, and maybe I'm imagining, but what I've seen is that whenever these awliya Allah leave, the great people that went on and passed on, then there is always a follow-up of fitna that arises, that strikes the ummah. And I can only say that this is, it is symptomatic with the fact that when Allah takes these awliya Allah away, there is a vacuum that is not filled, that no one can fill that vacuum. You can't get people like this again. And so every time, I just recall one hadith sharif where the Sahaba spoke, when Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, it was I think Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu anhu, who mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is a door that will block the fitna to this ummah. Now we are speaking of the time of the Sahaba. And then Hazrat Umar asked that this door, will the door be closed or will it be broken? Will it be opened or will it be broken down? So Ubay bin Ka'ab says the door will be broken down. So Hazrat Umar interpreted that the door was himself, and broken down mean that he was going to be killed, he was going to be assassinated. And when that door breaks, it will open like the floodgates to the fitna that will strike the Ummah. So every alim that leaves this world, every wali of Allah, he leaves behind a vacuum, and then you find it leaves us exposed to the fitnas that will, that Allah has ordained, that Allah has planned, and that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has predicted will come about. So it makes one a bit concerned, and it is definitely something that that worries, that must worry the ummah, that when Allah takes away these awliya Allah, there is knowledge that is taken away with them, plus we are then left vulnerable to the fitna that comes and strikes us. So what I can only say is that I remember the words of Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah, Hazrat Masihul Ummat, when people would always ask that, Hazrat, what we will do, what will we do after you pass on? He says, look, don't worry about me passing on. Even if I die, my ta'aleem and my teachings will be left behind as a legacy for you to follow. So that's the most important thing that we need to do now. That whatever teachings these people left behind, we need to cling fast to them even more, more stricter, be more strict in adhering to those principles and those ta'aleem, so that we know that now that the Shaykh is not here, the Wali of Allah is gone, we at least have something to hold on to after he has left us. So again, I say that we need to be very, very cautious about how we live our lives after this, because we are exposed now that at least there was some barrier to a certain degree, a barrier against these fitnas and all these the corruption that will strike the ummah. One more barrier has gone and left this world, so we need to be more vigilant on our a'mal.
Jazakumullah khair, Mufti Sahab, for sharing that pertinent advice and also sharing your time with us. Much appreciated.
Assalamu
alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
That was Mufti Siraj Desai Sahab speaking to us about the teachings of Hazrat Rahimahumullah and also his own observations, and leaving us with a pertinent message under these circumstances. It's now 27 minutes past 7. We're going to go for our commercials, and when we come back, we also hope to be crossing over to Mulana Ibrahim Baum, the Secretary General of Jamiatul Ulama South Africa.